In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us begin our Christmas service in prayer and thanksgiving. Dear Heavenly Father, we have again gathered to hear the message that sounds forth from your kingdom. And we have come here with many thoughts. And we ask that you would give a message of hope and forgiveness, that you would divide your word in a way that we could understand and believe. We thank you, dear Father, that you have given unto us all that we have in this temporal life. So many wonderful blessings that we have been able to enjoy. But above all the temporal things, dear Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name for that perfect work which your Son has done for us. And through that work, we can own the name of a child of God. We yet pray, dear Father, for those of your children that are struggling with many thoughts, difficult time, those that miss their dear ones that you have recently called from this place. We ask that you would give them understanding and strength to continue onward towards the goal of heaven. We pray in behalf of those people here on the earth that have not heard the message of your kingdom. We ask that you would allow the light of this kingdom to shine brightly in this world so that sin-fallen man could see there is a place of forgiveness that is found in your kingdom. And we yet turn to thee, dear Father, with that perfect prayer which your Son has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, before we read God's holy word, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you all for remembering myself and my family during this special time of year. It is nice to be remembered, and I humbly thank you. We will pause before God's Word, again reading from the same text or the same chapter as our dear brother read from last evening. That very familiar portion of God's Word, which is probably the most familiar portion in Scriptures to the people here on the earth. From the second chapter of Luke, beginning with verse 14, we will read to verse 20. In Jesus' name, we hear and speak. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Amen. As we have gathered here together on this Christmas night, I'm sure you have all reflected on, at some point this, from last evening today to this time now, possibly you have thought of 2,000 some years ago. Maybe in a quiet moment this morning, or this afternoon, or last evening, you wondered, as Mary wondered, I think it's in one of the songs that we sing, where it says that, I'm not exactly sure the words to the song, but it says something to this effect, that the angels came at midnight. The Bible doesn't specifically say when, what time this event of birth of the Lord Jesus took place. In my own mind, I like to think it was probably about midnight last evening, or when the time turned to early morn. The Bible says that Mary kept the things pondered, and she kept things in her heart. When the angel Gabriel visited Mary to announce that she had been chosen by God and told her of the things that was going to take place in her life, she pondered those things. We remember that she went to visit with her cousin Elizabeth, who was also expecting a child. The child that Elizabeth carried was going to be 6 months older than the baby that Mary carried. The Bible says that when Elizabeth's husband Zacharias was given his speech, we remember his speech was taken away when he didn't believe what the angel Gabriel had told him. Or maybe it wasn't. I don't know that the Bible names the angel that visited Zechariah in the temple in Jerusalem when he went in to offer incense. But the Bible says that Zechariah said, "Well, how do I know that these things will be?" Something to that effect. And I'm not exactly sure what chapter that was, or what book that was recorded in, if it was in this same book or not. But Zechariah was speechless for the 9 months that his wife was expecting. He could not talk. But when that child was born, Zechariah had began to prophesy. What did he prophesy? He began to praise God, not for his own son, but for the work his son was to do, that he would prepare the way for the Lord Jesus. He was very thankful, of course, for the son that God had given to him and Elizabeth. But he knew the most important son was the son of Mary. And I'm sure, being that he was a priest there in the temple, I'm sure he often spoke of that promise that God had given that was to come into the world. And the son from the womb of his wife Elizabeth was to prepare the way for the Christ. I've sometimes wondered that how many believed in his message. When Mary and Joseph, as we heard last evening, came to the city there in Bethlehem, they must have looked for an inn to stay. They were probably not very well known. For had they been well known, they probably would have been able to find a place to stay. But it was meant to go that way because God's word had prophesied of those things that would come to pass. And so it was that they could not find an inn. There was no room, the Bible says, there was no room for them in the inn. And so, with Mary expecting child, and quite possibly already showing signs of giving birth, they found a stable. I'm sure if there was been a king that was going to be born, there would have been many that would have known. There would have been a special place prepared. But God prepared a place for his son in that manger. And so it was, so perfectly fulfilled, the Holy Scriptures. Mary brought forth that son and laid him in a manger. And this same evening, as Mary and Joseph brought this child into the world, as many of you, dear parents, have brought children into the world, you've probably wondered what kind of a world will it be for these children. Mary and Joseph were not much different than you and I. But they knew what this child was. It was the Son of the Living God. As the Bible says of Mary, that she pondered. These things in her heart. So it is that we also ponder so many things. I don't think I'm much different than you. As I've pondered the future, that what will it be like? I don't know. The Bible gives us indications of what future could be like. And it doesn't always paint such a good picture for us, or at least in a temporal sense. But it always paints a secure picture for a child of God. That no matter what happens here in this world, there will always be peace and security in this kingdom of God. Certainly we can say that the enemy of souls has certainly not taken a vacation from his work. But it seems as, and maybe it's just because I haven't lived to be the age I am, that I think what I think. And maybe some of you elders think differently than I. But it seems that the battle is certainly fierce. It seems that it's getting more difficult. But yet, we can securely believe that no matter what things will be like, that if we endeavor in this kingdom of God, putting sins away as they beset us, it'll always be a bright future for us. I've thought of those that have recently gone to heaven. One brother especially, when I visited him, he longed to go . There was a bright future for him. There was a bright future for all that have died in faith. It comes to mind as Jesus was walking upon the way that led to Calvary, to Golgotha. There were those women that followed him, weeping. He told the women, "Do not weep for me. For he knew that he would rise victorious. But weep for yourselves and for your children." Certainly we can understand why. I'm sure we've all experienced those sad times when one has lost the way to heaven. That's a different type of sadness than the sadness of separation from a loved one. When they go to heaven. For we know with a separation from a loved one that is believing, we know that for them it's a victory. And it reminds us of our lot here. Our purpose. On Christmas, the first Christmas, when Mary and Joseph brought this child into the world, they were there alone in that manger. With the animals of the stable. I've sometimes wondered what they thought as they remembered what the angels that had visited them a few months before. Is this what they had envisioned? But so it was that on this first Christmas, as the shepherds were watching over their flocks there in the fields, maybe they had heard of the proclamation of the prophecy of the priest there in the temple, the Zechariah, father of John the Baptist, that a Savior was come into this world. But so it was that they were believers of God's word. They were members of God's kingdom and they had the Holy Spirit of God within their vessel. And as they were going about their earthly calling, a very spectacular event or happening took place. From the 8th verse it says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. So as they were visiting there that evening in the darkness of the night, an angel came to be with them. There was glory there, and I don't know what this all means or what it was. I can't really picture it with my mind. But the Bible simply says that the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they became afraid. But the angel comforted them and said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Unto you, very personally unto you." It was for others, but it's for you. It's a personal endeavor of faith. We know that we cannot believe for another. We can only believe for ourselves. And that's, I would have to say, is difficult enough. But then they gave the sign to these shepherds, and the sign was this: "You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly then, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, then the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." So they had seen this great multitude of angels praising God. This one angel had visited them and gave them this news and message to do not fear. And then he gave them this sign that they shall find this babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Apparently, they must have known where to go find this child and what city. They were believers, and I'm sure in their services they had heard many times where this child would be born. The Bible doesn't say here that the angels told them what city to go, but the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem to see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." When I read these words, it also comes to mind that where do we find the Lord Jesus? Is he found in the great cathedrals of this world? Or where is he found? I think you know. He is found in the lowly stable of God's kingdom. And so they went to Bethlehem to see this thing which was come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto them. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. These shepherds believed the message of the kingdom of God. They went to where the Lord Jesus could be found. Had they not believed, they would not have come. The sign was only this, that they shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And they said one to another, let us go see. Dear brothers and sisters, the way to heaven has not changed today. It is still a way of faith. We still need to come to the place where the Christ child lays. The kingdom of God. To be strengthened in that faith. And so it is that we have come this evening, this Christmas day, to the place where the Lord Jesus is. And so it was when these shepherds were there, and they had seen, even as the angels had told them how, truth is found in the kingdom of God. It was exactly as the angels had said. They made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Perhaps if you could, in a small way, put yourself in the same position as these shepherds. What type of a skillful message would you have to convince your fellow man of what you had seen? What you had experienced there in that stable. The people that heard this proclamation of the shepherds wondered at those things. And the Bible says that the mother of Jesus kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Dear brothers and sisters, we don't always, at least I can't honestly say that, I've always had such wonderful feelings as the shepherds did on this first Christmas. When they left glorifying and praising God, it oftentimes feels that I've traveled with doubt and cold feelings. But it is from time to time that we come to this place And God, through His Spirit, reveals again, through His Word, through His grace and through His mercy, that encouraging news of heaven. That dear brother, dear sister, the way to heaven is still that same way. That same way of faith. That same faith that Mary and Joseph had. That same faith that the shepherds endeavored to live by. They came with haste. Maybe they had doubts as they traveled and looked through the stables in that city of Bethlehem. Or maybe they came, the first stable they came to, maybe that was where they found the baby Jesus, and maybe they had to search in a few. I don't know what their thoughts were as they looked, but nonetheless, they continued to endeavor by faith. We also need to endeavor by faith in that same way. But certainly as we travel upon this way, there's times when we're beset by doubt and even sin. And the way becomes difficult and discouraging. But dear brothers and sisters, be not discouraged. Be encouraged to remain believing. Maybe you have, during this Christmas season, as I, become discouraged and even looked into the future with worry. That how will it be for me? That will I make it to that eternal Christmas in heaven where there's no more doubt or fear or sin to beset me? Or will I fall upon the way that leads to condemnation? No matter your thoughts or your feelings or your temptations or your sin, the Lord Jesus was born for you. And you can be encouraged to believe so personally this evening, on this Christmas evening, that your sins were paid for. That Jesus came into this world personally for you. It's easy to believe that He died for the other children of God, that He was born for them, but He died for you also and for me. And you can believe this evening this good news of Christmas, that Jesus was born for you. And He successfully completed His work and He rose victorious for you also. You can believe this evening all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And you also can glorify God as the shepherds did. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. All these things in God's Word happened for you. The work was perfect and it was complete. You need not add anything to it. You can securely believe in the merit work of Jesus Christ, that all your sins were atoned for, and you can believe them all forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And I also need to hear this message of Christmas. Can I believe my doubts and sins forgiven? My desire is to travel in this kingdom of God. For I want to see that what waits for the children of God there in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.